On January 29th, during the year of grace 1746, Thomas Leopold was on his way here to Bulhus. He is imprisoned in an open prison cart in the middle of an icy winter. Thomas will now begin his second stay here at Bulhus, which will last for a full 35 years. Although Thomas is a Christian, he openly and provocatively testifies that the Church of Sweden and its priests do not have a firm foundation in the Bible and are full of falsehoods and delusions. There is concern that his heresies will spread like wildfire across the kingdom, which could lead to a rebellion against the crown or even wake God's wrath. In 1728, Leopold is arrested and sentenced to be imprisoned at the fortress. After 8 years at Bulhus, he sits for a few years at Kalmar Castle and then at a mental hospital in Stockholm, but shows no signs of repentance. In an effort to minimize the influence he might have in Kalmar and Stockholm, he is sent back to Bulhus Fortress. The sight of Bulhus must have been a heavy one, as he is dragged into his cell for the second time. The only human contact Thomas has is with the prison staff. The castle preacher visits him a few times a year to ask if Leopold is willing to return to the church's teaching and submit to its ceremonies, but the answer is always the same. Low-key and determined, no. Ultimately, the castle preacher's short visits also stop. The only glimpse of the outside world that Thomas has for the next 35 years is through the gap year. He is finally dragged out of his cell at the age of 77, dead of old age. He was buried without ceremony or hymns, as he was not considered a true Christian.